Text 2. Listen to the background information for Text 2. Jason Yat-Sen Lee is a lawyer, an entrepreneur, and an aspiring politician who hopes to become a federal member of parliament. In this text, Jason reflects on his upbringing as an Australian-born Chinese and his goals for a future in politics. We also hear some comments from his wife, Lucy, who strongly supports her husband's campaign to become a politician and contribute to Australian society. Jason also discusses the benefits of a particular development in Sydney, an Australian Silicon Valley, which he hopes will become a global hub of technology and innovation. You will now hear Text 2 for the first time.
Jason Yat-Sen Lee was born in Sydney and grew up in the suburbs. When Jason was young, he didn't want to be Chinese. He wanted to be an Australian like everyone else.
I was born in Australia. My parents came here from Hong Kong. My dad migrated in 1960, and I was raised as an Australian. I think my mother was at pains to raise me as, you know, as an Australian. But interestingly, she always made sure that I continued to speak Chinese. So when I was young, I didn't really want to speak Chinese because I wanted to belong and I wanted to be like everybody else.
In the 1970s, there were fewer Asians in Australia and some experienced racism. Jason and his family were often called Ching Chong Chinamen.
So we experienced quite a bit of racism and discrimination, and so it's that underlies a lot of my politics. And even now, I want to see more people from a minority background participate, not just in politics, but in other aspects of public life, whether it be on the boards of major listed companies or, you know, in the media, in major sports, etc.
Jason wants to get into politics and encourage the many Asian voices to be heard in Australian multicultural society. Many members of the local Asian communities are pleased to support Jason's campaign to enter federal politics and to become a representative of all community voices, including the Asian voice as well.
I want to be their voice in Parliament and their voice in the government. I do think the Australian Chinese community, they have particular views about things. They have a particular worldview. They have particular issues that it's important that they have a voice. And some of these might be, for instance, the importance of education. The Confucian cultures pay a lot of attention to education, and I think that's a very, very good thing. The other is the respect that we give to the older population, the respect we give to our parents and our grandparents.
Since I met Jason, he's always had political aspirations and he's always been very interested in public affairs and public issues and always wanted to make a contribution. So over the years, we've already spoken about it, how we could do it together as a family, because I think one of the most important things is making sure that, you know, as a family unit, we're very strong and that we're all there to support him.
I love interacting with people. I do want to make a difference to people's lives, and I want to do something for this country as well. And it may not be a defined thing. A lot of what I'm about is trying to be an advocate and trying to be a role model, you know. I'd like to encourage more young people of different backgrounds to take this path, to be more visible, to be more seen, because it's so important about who we are. Who is the Australian identity? It's so important that our young people from all different backgrounds can see that they belong as well.
The Sydney electorate of Bennelong has become home to Asian migrants in recent times, thus changing its political demographic. The potential for a development similar to Silicon Valley has inspired Jason to run for the seat in the 2013 federal election.
From a physical infrastructure perspective, there's already a lot of similarities. So just as they have Stanford, all these great companies such as Apple, Google, Facebook, etc., so too do we have Macquarie Park and all of the headquarters of the big companies there, and the small businesses as well. But importantly, there's also the local residential communities with great schools and great parks, and that's very important. I don't know that my challenges are all that different from anybody's challenges. I mean, politics is it's a tough profession. There's a lot of public scrutiny. It's grueling. There's a lot of negativity in politics, unfortunately. There's a real lack of trust by, you know, the public in public institutions and in the politicians. If I'm not successful this time, this is a long-term project for me, so we'll still be in the area. We'll still be working on the things that we're passionate about, and I'm passionate about, and there are plenty of other forums. So I'll continue to work with my businesses, and I'll continue to be involved in the community and continue to pursue those things that are important to me.
You will now hear text 2 for the second time.
Jason Yatsen Lee was born in Sydney and grew up in the suburbs. When Jason was young, he didn't want to be Chinese. He wanted to be an Australian like everyone else.
I was born in Australia. My parents came here from Hong Kong. My dad migrated in 1960, and I was raised as an Australian. I think my mother was at pains to raise me as, you know, as an Australian. But interestingly, she always made sure that I continue to speak Chinese. So when I was young, I didn't really want to speak Chinese because I wanted to belong and I wanted to be like everybody else.
In the 1970s, there were fewer Asians in Australia and some experienced racism. Jason and his family were often called Ching Chong Chinamen.
So we experienced quite a bit of racism and discrimination, and so it's that underlies a lot of my politics. And even now, I want to see more people from a minority background participate, not just in politics, but in other aspects of public life, whether it be on the boards of major listed companies or, you know, in the media, in major sports, etc.
Jason wants to get into politics and encourage the many Asian voices to be heard in Australian multicultural society. Many members of the local Asian communities are pleased to support Jason's campaign to enter federal politics and to become a representative of all community voices, including the Asian voice as well.
I want to be their voice in Parliament and their voice in the government. I do think the Australian Chinese community, they have particular views about things. They have a particular worldview. They have particular issues that it's important that they have a voice. And some of these might be, for instance, the importance of education. The Confucian cultures pay a lot of attention to education, and I think that's a very, very good thing. The other is the respect that we give to the older population, the respect we give to our parents and our grandparents.
Since I met Jason, He's always had political aspirations, and he's always been very interested in public affairs and public issues, and always wanted to make a contribution. So over the years, we've already spoken about it, how we could do it together as a family. Because I think one of the most important things is making sure that, you know, as a family unit, we're very strong and that we're all there to support him.
I love interacting with people. I do want to make a difference to people's lives, and I want to do something for this country as well. And it may not be a defined thing. You know, a lot of what I'm about is trying to be an advocate and trying to be a role model. You know, I'd like to encourage more young people of different backgrounds to take this path, to be more visible, to be more seen, because it's so important about who we are. Who is the Australian identity? It's so important that our young people from all different backgrounds can see that they belong as well.
The Sydney electorate of Bennelong has become home to Asian migrants in recent times, thus changing its political demographic. The potential for a development similar to Silicon Valley has inspired Jason to run for the seat in the 2013 federal election.
From a physical infrastructure perspective, there's already a lot of similarities. So just as they have Stanford, all these great companies such as Apple, Google, Facebook, etc., so too do we have Macquarie Park and all of the headquarters of the big companies there, and the small businesses as well. But importantly, there's also the local residential communities with great schools and great parks, and that's very important. I don't know that my challenges are all that different from anybody's challenges. I mean, politics is it's a tough profession. There's a lot of public scrutiny. It's grueling. There's a lot of negativity in politics, unfortunately. There's a real lack of trust by, you know, the public in public institutions and in the politicians. If I'm not successful this time, this is a long-term project for me, so we'll still be in the area. We'll still be working on the things that we're passionate about, and I'm passionate about, and there are plenty of other forums. So I'll continue to work with my businesses, and I'll continue to be involved in the community and continue to pursue those things that are important to me.
You now have approximately 6 minutes to answer the questions on text 2. You may start answering the questions in sections B and C at any time.